Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray, the wake-up call.
The times are 6:10 and 8:10. Twice every morning, we do Gavin's phone scams. What's on deck today?
Taylor wanted me to phone scam her best friend, Adrian, who is the manager of a very small, intimate restaurant downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Who recently put an ad out that they are looking for musicians to play light, jazzy, live music.
Oh, nice.
So I respond to the ad, and I have a very special breed of music that I'd like to play.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello, this is how can I help you?
Hi, is Adrian there?
This is Adrian.
Adrian, are you the manager that put the ad up for the musician?
Oh, yes. Hello.
Hi.
Are you a musician?
Yes, I am. Yes. Yes.
Excellent.
I saw your ad, and I am a musician. Yes.
Excellent.
It was for Friday and Saturday nights, correct?
Correct.
Great. Well, I am your man.
All right. What kind of music do you play?
I play a little bit of everything. I play the ukulele, and I play the guitar. And that's it. But I
okay.
Sing original songs.
We were looking to do some light jazzy type music, mm-hmm. As posted in the ad. Did you have any experience doing, you know?
I don't, but
light,
I can.
Jazzy
I,
music.
No, I don't.
Too,
but what
we didn't
I
want it too loud because everyone's dining, but we want it to be, you know, comfortable and entertaining, just set a
right.
Nice atmosphere.
So I don't have a lot of experience with jazz, but I can make it jazzy for sure. Did you say, though, that you want it quiet?
It's not about a music show. It's about adding atmosphere to our dining environment.
So I get that. I just want to know, like, if I keep it quiet, how are people going to hear my words?
No, not completely quiet. Just a nice medium volume.
So they can,
you know,
still hear, so that they'll still be able to hear me sing. They'll hear my lyrics.
Just comfortable music to listen to while dining.
Well, all of my songs are about my ex-wife, and they they are my truth. They are from my soul. They are a peephole into my soul. And if I'm going to perform, I only think that it's right that people pay attention to me.
Okay. Well, this isn't a performance piece. Our restaurant doesn't have a stage or set up for that. It's just a nice musician in a corner to add some live music atmosphere to the dining experience.
Okay.
It's more about the dining experience with some live music playing in the background.
How about this? I'll play normal, but I'll whisper all the lyrics. Like, you'll get my guitar, and then I'll play, and then I will whisper the lyrics.
Not really a focus on that.
But what if it was? And what if it could be? Like, I think you'd really like what I have to offer. Especially, now that I'm thinking about it, whispering the lyrics, I think, might even be better for the song itself. Because there are some swear words, and I think it'd be nicer if the swear words were less abrasive. I don't want to take them out, though, because it's important, because people need to know that my ex-wife is a bitch. So I think that sounds like a really good match.
I don't think that your performance sounds like what's going to work in our restaurant.
Okay, what about this?
Thank you for calling.
What if, well, hold on, what about this? Just another idea. What if I am there and I only perform one-on-one. I'm there, I offer my services, and then if somebody would like to hear a song, I will take them in the back and play a song at them.
None of that sounds like a good idea. I don't even know what you completely mean by that.
Like it works kind of like a strip club, but I keep my clothes on and they don't touch me.
No, this is a nice family establishment.
Yeah. No. It's just more the concept of it. Like it's a champagne room, kind of one-on-one, where instead of a lap dance, I sing a song at them.
None of this is working for here.
All right, I feel like we got off to a bad first step. So let's.
Everybody has the environment they need. This is just not the right job for you. But thank you for calling in.
What if you let me? If I paid you and you let me come down there and whisper songs at people, I really need this.
No, please don't come here. Thank you.
All right, Adrian. Hold on, Adrian. Are you still there?
What?
I just wanted to tell you that you're on a phone scam. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and your best friend Taylor told me to do this.
Oh, my God. Rachel Taylor.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.